I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And also Jerry Hamilton joining us from ESPN. Now we turn our attention back to college football, UCF. Last year, magical ride. We kind of talked to Juan Toribio two, three times last year, checking in on what was going on in Orlando. And lo and behold, things turned out pretty darn good. Now they start over again. There's a lot of new faces in place, and one of them is very familiar to us and to fans of South Florida, Randy Shannon, who's the defensive coordinator in Orlando. And not too bad, and he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and welcome to Orlando.
Oh, thank you, fellas. How you guys doing tonight?
Good. No complaints. I know this is a big thing for you, being in the Sunshine State, your home, being at Florida, being at quite a few different places, good places. But Orlando seems like a really nice fit. It's a great program, tremendous school. We've been up there a lot for camps and events. How do you like it up there? I mean, this is a big city for you.
It is. It's a great city, great opportunity, great fan base. Athletic director Danny White is doing a tremendous job of recognizing and understanding where the program needs to go. And Coach Josh Heupel is doing a tremendous job of understanding where we need to go with this program. Offensively, he's got a mindset of what he wants to do. And defensively, we have a mindset of what we're going to do. So we have to make sure that we recruit the right type of kids and control the state of Florida and recruit the kids down here in the state of Florida.
You know, you come in there and get to play on a lot of that momentum. I mean, obviously, everywhere you go now, people are talking UCF. I mean, it wasn't like that a year ago. I mean, things really can change in a year, obviously. And you know that as well as anybody. But going out and recruiting now, it's got to be a little bit easier to know that here's a program right now, longest winning streak in the country, a program that has tremendous facilities, has a great recruiting base from, I mean, really solid from middle of Georgia all the way down to South Florida, which is probably as talented as you're going to get. When you look, and I know, Coach, this is a time of year where you're doing a lot of your evaluating, see what kids you got coming back, see what kids you have to plug in for the future. For you, it probably is a lot easier than most because you know these areas. You've recruited them for decades. What has changed? Has a lot changed in recruiting, since you've been hitting the ground, when you were here last? I mean, before Florida, when you were back at Miami. Has it changed that much recruiting, or is it still basically the same?
No, it hasn't changed a lot in recruiting. You know, the one thing that most people think just because you're at UCF, they think you have to go for less of an athlete. But, right. You know, there's been a lot of tremendous athletes that come out of the UCF program, and we continue to thrive on getting the best in the state and continue to go after the best in the state. I mean, it's going to be one of those deals that, you know, this program going to challenge the Miami, the Florida states and recruit those type of athletes to come here because of what we presented on the field. And if you look at what we've done in the bowl games, in the top 10 in the nation, as far as winning the programs, academically, we finished the number one in the state. If you look at that, and then also you think of a program that's been the first school in the state of Florida that has an indoor facility, was UCF. I mean, those are tremendous assets of what we have and where this program needs to go at.
Randy Shannon joining us, defensive coordinator at UCF. And you obviously know South Florida as well as anybody, as fertile a recruiting ground as ever. And we had Willie Taggart on in the first hour, and he was saying the same thing. I mean, if you come away with kids from that Key West to Palm Beach, you can't take 100, but I mean, if you take a few every year and you build that type of, that core of kids, I mean, every football team improves. You saw it at Arkansas. You've seen it in Florida. You've seen it every stop you've been at. People respect the kids from South Florida because they grow up in tougher environments. They play probably as good a youth football from when they start and as competitive as any. So when they get into college, the Joe Yearbys and the Dalvin Cooks, and they've got ice water in their veins. They're ready to go as 9th and 10th graders. Talk about that as opposed to some of the other areas you've had an opportunity to recruit. Because, I mean, there's talent everywhere, but in South Florida, it seems like there's just a tougher, different kid.
It is. It's a very tougher, different kid. You got to get a tremendous respect for the coaches in South Florida. They do a tremendous job with these young men of making them understand how tough it is, that each and every day you have to compete at a high level. And these young men compete at a high level. You know, each and every time that you're watching through Little League, watching Liberty City Optimists,
sure,
Miami Gardner Arbiters, Richmond Heights, you're watching all these little leagues grow up, and every day they have to compete at another level. And if they don't compete, the next man takes their job. So when you get a young man like a Dalvin Cook or Yerby, or guys that have been through the program of these high schools, and you tend to say, okay, can this guy help us get to the next level? And can this guy compete at the next level? Those guys will compete and be the best that they can be.
Yeah, no doubt. Talk about Josh Heupel. A lot of people maybe knew him from his days of playing at Oklahoma, and he's developed into a really, really good offensive mind. What kind of connection have you had and with him? And you being a defensive guy, what does he throw some pretty nice stuff at you?
You know what? Me and him always joke around about it. I'm glad you brought that up. Me and him joke around about it that we're 2-2 right now.
Right.
I've beat him twice, and he's beat me twice, and now we say come spring football, it's going to see who can break the tie. Josh is a tremendous mind, understand the game, understand what we need to do. He understands that his whole mindset is get to know the coaches in the state of Florida. And that's all he keeps hyping every day in meetings and everything else. And he really, really believes that we have to get to know the coaches and the coaches get to know us and make sure we understand that if it's a young man that's at the last minute of the hour, somebody happened to make the SAT or ACT score, that we're going to be the first school they call.
Nice.
And he really trended for me the understanding that South Florida, Central Florida, and Northern Florida is where UCF is going to be at, and that's the program that we want to be a part of, those schools and those type of people.
And also, you've been, I guess, the class that you have coming in, or the class that's already been there, there's a lot of Miami kids and a lot of South Florida kids in it. So you've got a kind of a running start with some of the guys, because I know that last year when we were up at the 7-on-7 camp, a lot of the kids that, you know, from the 17 and 18 classes that came up, we're already selling the 19 and 20 kids. So that's a pretty big asset to you as well, to have some of those guys with the culture of South Florida behind them trying to sell that UCF program along with you.
It is. It is. It's tremendous for us. The one unique thing about the UCF is that we're in a central part of the state.
Right.
Anybody from down south have to go north, and anybody from north have to go south.
Mm-hmm.
And our camps has been tremendous for us. You know, we have a camp on June 6th, and then we have another camp on June 16th that has been tremendous. And evaluation of talent is always great, but then when these guys come up, you see them compete at another level from all across the state is unbelievable. And those are assets that we thrive on, and that's the things we believe in.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on what you're doing, because, you know, you always do it right. I remember you from the day, from back at Norland, and you're still the same guy. You're still the same guy, a little bit older, but a lot wiser and still doing it right. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, fellas, and I never will change. Appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you. Coach Randy Shannon, UCF defensive coordinator.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.